Hey, and welcome to another RC Hangar Time minicast, and I'm your host, TJ McAfoos, aka Barbecue Flyer. But before we get started, Mike's decided to make these minicasts a semi-regular thing, and will now be our broken prop moments. Each episode, we'll cover our surveys and hopefully a good broken prop moment to share with you all. And you don't want to miss this episode, as if you guess who the flyer is, you may just win an RC Hangar Time sticker. So without further ado, here's this last week's survey, You Tell Us. So, as you can tell by the title of last week's survey, You Tell Us, it was specifically that. We wanted to hear from you on what you want to hear from us. And then the first question is basically, which group topic do you want to hear us talk more about? Airplanes, helicopters, multi-rotors, FPV? We wanted to hear from you. And the majority of you, 76%, want to hear more about airplanes. And we will oblige. Don't worry, we'll talk about them. I know lately we've been talking a lot about multi-rotors, and 52% of you still want to hear about multi-rotors, and that's not a problem. We've talked a lot about it lately because that's one that's been in the news a lot lately, especially all summer long, and it's the popular part of the hobby right now. But, you know, we'll get back into airplanes, and we will talk about helicopters, just to keep Mike happy, and others of you. But don't worry, we've listened, and we'll start talking more about airplanes. Question number two. Which of these topics do you want to hear more of again? And these are topics that we do in each show. News, specific products, events, guest interviews, what would Wade do, and even broken prop moments. And more of you want to hear more news, and totally understand about that. And a lot of you want to hear more about specific products. And again, I think that's a great thing to talk about, getting into a certain brand of airplane or model of airplane or whatever product may be out there. Then we'll work on that. Interviews. We'll keep those coming. And it's next week, I believe, there's going to be another interview for you. A few of you still want to hear what would Wade do. I'm always curious what would Wade do. He always has a unique approach on things. And a huge majority of you wants to hear more about broken prop moments. And to start, if you haven't noticed, like I said, the name of the show is now known as Broken Prop Moments. We're listening. So here you go. Now, third question that we asked. And even though I joked about that, like we're going to listen to you for real, which we are, we really want to know what you guys are thinking and what you guys care about in the hobby. And I didn't care about initials. So anybody out there with the initials DA didn't take offense, because there's a lot of people with the initials DA. Anyways, what else can we do to improve the show? Make the show longer because it's not long enough. Make it shorter because you're tired of all the excessive drivel. I need more technical information. Is that what you want to hear? More giveaways. And actually, any giveaways would be great. And you just like hearing about the host stories because they're fascinating. Or you like to stoke their egos, like Mike's, Wade's. Anyways, 26% of you want to hear the show to be longer. I mean, right now it usually goes about an hour, sometimes shorter, very rarely longer. We felt comfortable with that time length. We can see what we can do about making the show a little bit longer. We don't want to fill it, though, with excessive drivel. But only 11% of you thought it was too long, so that's cool. 20% of you, you want more technical information out of the show, and we can certainly oblige by that as well. Most of you, or I should say 53% of you, want to see more giveaways on the show, and we're working on that. T-shirts, stickers, and such. So bear with us. You'll see the changes. And the biggest one, and this is the most important question of this whole survey that we really looked at, and this was your kind of the fill-in. We wanted to know truly what your opinion was, and here was your chance. Of course, I asked you to keep it short. Didn't need anything really, really long. But we had some great responses to this. A lot of people like the show, even though we do talk about helis occasionally, and then one person's not into helis, but they don't mind hearing talking about them. Link's pretty good. Somebody thinks we're awesome, and, we all think we're awesome too, but hey, a few people had some issue with the language on the show, and we'll work on that. It's not, we don't promote it as being family, but we don't promote it as being, excessive or over the top or rated R or anything like that. But no, we'll watch the language. We want to keep mindful, and I know there's a lot of young people in the hobby, so we don't want to offend. One person said they like what we're doing. Keep up the good work. Maybe do an in-depth show about the different sims. Stay tuned on that one. That's going to be coming up. You know, we're getting into winter time, and a lot of people don't fly during the winter or don't have indoor capabilities, so Sims is the way to go. Some video of the show or product. Kind of hard to do. Being I'm in Indiana, two of the hosts are in Utah, and one's way down in Texas. But, you know, hey, that's an idea. More plane discussions. We'll be working on that well. Again, as I mentioned earlier, someone stated in here, it seems like the show is about quads, helis, and then more quads. How about some news and stories on planes? Again, stay tuned. Somebody said it would be nice if Wade and TJ would stop by Slackers and make it to the show each week. Well, as you know, if you don't know, I've been out because of surgery and trying to recoup. It's easier for me to record during the day, but the nighttime, I'm done. I'm in bed early, so. But I'm going to try to get back on the show. Don't worry, that'll happen. Somebody wants me to give away some of my delicious barbecue sauces. I would love to give them away, but I'd prefer to sell them. Somebody else says the show's awesome. They really like what Dustin brings to the show. He's the best. That one's obviously from Dustin. Oh, here's another one. Mike is awesome, best host. Okay. Really, this survey is for you guys, not for us hosts to be filling out. I know that happens because everybody can take it. One last one, though, that I see going through here. We want to hear more from TJ. He's awesome. Hey. There's a good listener. So that's why I'm doing these shows. And hopefully I'll be back on the regular show as well. So, but that's it for this week's survey. And stay tuned after this. And we'll go into this week's broken prop moment. This episode of RC Hangar Time is brought to you by SimpleCopter.com, makers of simple, rugged, and unique multi-rotor frames. Are you tired of having to replace an entire frame when you only break an arm? Or are you done with having a frame that looks like everyone else's? Then you need to go to MattHallsSimpleCopter.com. You'll find unique tricopter and quadcopter frames. They're simple, rugged, for flyers of all skill levels. And being that they're made up from wood, you can paint them to any color you choose. And they're cheap and easy to fix as well. So go to www.SimpleCopter.com right now and order your new frame today. All right, now on to a broken prop moment. This week is about a fellow flyer that shared a story about a week or two ago on Facebook with us about how he got a hold of and purchased a beautiful 70mm EDF from a friend of his that couldn't use it, couldn't fly it. I wasn't sure. But anyways, got his hands on it and thought he would take it to his local flying field / park. It has a basketball court, so it's got a paved runway. Perfect for an EDF. They're much harder to fly off of grass, so. But needless to say, plenty of flying room there. Got it up. Beautiful flight. Went well. No hitches. Lots of speed. Lots and lots of speed. This thing was fast. It's a burner. It flew through the sky. And so, you know, it really eats up those electrons, I'm sure. As most EDFs do. But anyways, it was time then, once the battery is getting low, to bring it in. Time for a landing. One thing with EDFs is, you know, you got to slow them down to get them down. But then you got to have some speed to be able to land. Well, needless to say, being in this park / flying field, he touched down right onto the asphalt. Beautiful, perfect landing. But no flaps, no air brakes, no wheel brakes. And at the end of this runway, it's chain link fence. So as you know, with all that speed, it carried all the way across and got cheese grated. Oh. Needless to say, this flyer is a whiz, an amazing pro at putting planes back together, building, customizing, doing whatever. So he's got this thing fixed and looks brand new and has applied brakes now to this plane, which work perfectly for his landings. There's one thing to keep in mind when you're flying an EDF. Make sure you always have plenty, plenty of runway to land on. Or get you some brakes. So these things are fast. Now, the way this week's is going to work is if you know, or you think you know, who this flyer is, email us at mike@rchangertime.com or Wade. at rchangertime.com, or Dustin at rchangertime.com, or at me at Crash. Still don't understand why it's Crash. Anyways, Crash at rchangertime.com. Let us know who you think the winner is. Next week, we will look through all of the correct answers, draw a name, and that person will receive an RC Hangar Time sticker. So that's our first giveaway, and it's our first of hopefully many. But if you think you know who it is, let us know. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show, and keep flying. You've been listening to RC Hangar Time, a podcast dedicated to the RC aircraft hobby. For more info, you can go to our website at www.rchangertime.com or look for us on Facebook at RC Hangar Time. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email us. For Mike, it's mike@rchangertime.com. For Wade, that's wade@rchangertime.com. Dustin, you guessed it, dustin@rchangertime.com. And for TJ, it's crash@rchangertime.com. What the heck? Anyways, again, thanks for listening, and keep flying.